Ever since there was such a thing as email, I've been getting messages from homeowners looking for answers about strange problems and challenges they're facing with their house. One man emailed me about his carpet. During the wintertime, when it was dry, there was no problem, but unless he ran a dehumidifier, his carpet smelled very musty, and that smell permeated the whole house. He wondered what was going on and what sort of solution I could suggest other than running a dehumidifier all the time. Well, the problem he was facing is classic, and it happens when carpet and underlay are installed directly on top of a concrete floor. Now, there's not always a problem with this, but if one develops, there's very little you can do after the fact. But the warm, humid air was permeating through the pile of the carpet and the underlay, and it was condensing against the cool concrete. And that little bit of moisture that formed under there was all that was needed to trigger the growth of undesirable things in the carpet. And most times, the situation is not as stark and noticeable as this. You know, you use the dehumidifier and it doesn't smell. You don't use it and it does smell. But it does underscore the need to address this problem right at the earliest stages of basement finishing. Be sure to watch the video up next to see how the dynamic actually works as a video animation. But the bottom line is the solution to this problem comes down to the proper subfloor installation. And it's easier than ever to get this detail right.